Jeremy Renner is a Hollywood movie actor who plays the character Hawkeye in various Marvel movies, most notably The Avengers. His character is strong and agile, but he also has incredible strength in real life. And he became even more famous because over a year ago, he was run over by a 14,000-pound snowplow. And during it, he died. He's been recently expressing and sharing this experience because of a recent book release and several interviews, and I want to show it one little clip to you so you can hear something of what God is doing in the world. God is literally reaching out to, quite literally, a broken world and giving them glimmers of the afterlife to change their hearts so that many can hear and come to believe. Listen to this.
That you wrote about this called Survive. It's excellent. But there was a point that you write about, a point in time where waiting for medics to arrive, you write, "I died right there on the driveway to my house. I know I died. In fact, I'm sure of it." What do you remember from dying in that experience?
It's always kind of tough to talk about it. I feel like I realized in time that there's so many shared experiences that people have when they have a near-death experience, I've learned. It's like a real thing. And how congruent they all are, similar experiences, and I think it's quite beautiful. I can say this, that love is the only thing that you take with you. It is the only thing essential that exists, even in life here now, in our bodies, but then in our spirit. It is, you know, it's the DNA of our spirit. Like, love is the only thing that really matters. Even like hate, can't exist, right? It only exists on the coattails of love, right? It's a pretty beautiful space. And sadly, I got ripped back.
In various interviews that he's given, he gives more detail, as well as the gruesome details of the accident. As you watched him in that scene with this women surrounded him, the sense for me was this man who came back from the dead to preach to these women, to share with them something, to instill with them some sort of faith. And as people of faith, what these people who have these experiences see, we understand through what our faith teaches us. So we should consider ourselves incredibly blessed that even though we haven't had these experiences, we know what it is, we know where we're going. And we should take these experiences that others are having to push us to evangelize others. That's what God wants. He wants to give these people experiences to encourage us, to tell others, heaven is real, purgatory is real, hell is real. Some have seen a glimmer of it, and God wants to encourage us to tell us our faith is not in vain. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.